Right, I'm delighted to say I've been joined by Salford coach Richard Marshall. Massive win for the club on Friday night. Tell us what emotions you went through on Friday night during and sort of at the end of that game.
Yeah, it was first and foremost, it was a great performance from our team. I thought we really did well to overcome all of the adversity with the 12 players, and we lost our captain in the warm up. There was lots going on in that one day, but I thought the players showed tons of resilience and you know, on what quality team and players they are and can be. So yeah, I was absolutely made up for the supporters, for the club. You know, but you know, we can't get carried away. It was one game and it was a close game and we're still not firing, but I thought the team spirit shone through at the weekend.
I mean, the away support I thought was magnificent on Friday night. How much does that passion and vocal support lift you and the players when the crowd's there behind you like that? I mean, there wasn't many Salford supporters, but the noise that they made there, I mean, I was in the opposite stand and you could hear them singing all the game. It must give you a big lift.
Yeah, it was deafening. And it was from minute one. Well, it was even before the game. The players commented on that after the game and the way the supporters kicked every ball, made every tackle, passed every ball. It was so much part of the performance, and they should take credit for that alongside of the players as well, because you know it did really drive us along. And as you say, you know, we weren't many in numbers, but I'll tell you what, we could hear everything that was going on over in that stand, and I thought the players were great, and it was well received towards the end of the game when they went over there. And probably a little bit of a difference. Probably the 13th man for us there on that game.
What was the most pleasing part for you? Was it the defence? I mean, defence has been criticised this season, like 100 points in two matches, and then to keep Huddersfield to 8 points with 12 men, that resilience must have delighted you.
Yeah, and sometimes you get things like that. You know, when you go down to 12 players, the team pulls together. It could have gone one way or the other. We've had a few, you know, we had a man simp in the week before, and it really hurt us, and we didn't know how to respond, but I thought we responded in buckets. And I just thought the motivation to beat Huddersfield, you know, was outstanding. And to do it for Sarge and James Greenwood, obviously the two players who were involved in the incident, I thought was important that we rose above all of that. So yeah, we've just got to build on that. That's the thing, you know. And you might ask the question, well, what was the difference? You know, you're never quite sure, because if we knew the difference, we'd have won every game so far. It was just one of them games, one of them things, one of them special moments where the players really pulled together.
Yeah, obviously the sending off, a lot's been made about that in the press and things like that, and Ian Watson's had his say. It was the wrong man, but at the end of the day, that was out of your control. You still played over a half of game there with 12 men. So, I mean, like you said, the swings and roundabouts the week before, we had a man sin bin. These sort of things, you can't control them, can you? You've just got to get on with it.
Yeah, we had a harsh call the week before. And we had probably the right call to someone get sent off as a result of the contact. But we obviously picked the wrong player. It did happen so fast, to be fair to the referee. Obviously, you know, what went on afterwards, the comments from the opposition coach, you know, trying to influence a little bit of probably the match review panel, you know, I don't agree with, but at the same time, he's entitled to his opinion. Our opinion was that we rose above all of that this week. We had the opportunity not to, like the following couple of weeks where we've had the adversity has gone against us, but I thought we rose above all of that.
You certainly did, Richard. Dan Sarge has now been banned. Does he need to work on a bit of a technique, Dan Sarge? Because I think he's a fantastic player, he's a wholehearted player, and you would not want to take that 100% commitment that he gives away from him, because that's the player he is. Is there things he needs to work on? Because he's had a couple of bans this season, and disappointing to lose him for three games again, because you could see the whole side was lifted by Dan Sarge's presence on Friday night.
Incidents were completely different. One was a dangerous throw and a tackle he got wrong, and this one was where, you know, it was a desperation that he assures me he didn't hit the head, and there's no footage that said he did that, but he was reckless. But there was, you know, there wasn't direct contact with the head from the angles that we looked at. But yeah, he's got to be mindful that six games now we're going to lose him for, and it's a fair chunk of our season with a quality player like that. So yeah, we'll talk about that as we get going with Dan. But we've got a good enough squad to cover. but we are putting ourselves under pressure with injuries that are mounting up and suspensions.
Yeah, obviously Dan Sargeant and Greg Burke have picked up suspensions. Is there anybody else who's going to be a doubt at the weekend, and have you got anybody coming back from injuries as well?
We're hopeful Danny Addy will be right available, probably maybe not this week, the next week. Mike Costello, we're hopeful, and Liam Mossop, we lost in the warm up, we're just confident that we can get him back on the field this week. Aside from that, there was a couple of knocks. James Greenwood got a knock, and Seb got a knock as well to his ankle, so we're just monitoring them this week. That's where we're at, really. Obviously, we've got Kevin Cowell out for long term, really.
One player who I thought had a tremendous game and probably gone under the radar a bit this season was Jack Wells. He seemed to be everywhere on Friday night. How good is it when you've got a young player like that coming through the side? I mean, you were a forward yourself. Do you take sort of players like that under your wing and pass them on that knowledge you've gained over the years?
Yeah, well, he's just a competitive player, and he takes a real pride in pulling on the Salford shirt. He's a Salford lad. You know, he's down at Folly Lane training with the kids down there. He's such a wholehearted player. He's very quiet and unassuming. You know, you don't get a lot out of him, but what you do get on the pitch is 100% effort, pride, passion for the club. And it's improving. You know, he's getting his details right in and around his contacts, and he's really hard to put down. But he's still only a young man, so we don't want to burn him out. But at the same time, he's key to our goal forward at the moment.
You've also got a new signing coming in as well, Ato Hingano, Tongan international. Did you take any advice from your former colleague Christian Wolfe? He's the national coach at Tonga. So did you ever speak to him before you made this signing?
Yeah, we were aware of Ato's availability. He had probably a little bit of a fall from grace, really. He was in the World Cup squad 2017, played every game, and was in Canberra, New Zealand Warriors before that, and couple of injuries are setting back in his career. He's still only a young man, 24. So we were made aware of his availability, and then obviously I did my due diligence and spoke to Christian and gave him a really good report on what he needs to be doing and his personality. So it just a real good fit for us. Obviously we've lost Kev for a long period of time, and yeah, we just thought it was a really good signing for us with a view to keeping him for the next couple of years.
When is he due to arrive? Is he already over here, or is he next few weeks? Or
no, it'll be next couple of weeks. Obviously, it's visa, COVID issues and everything that goes along with that. But yeah, the next couple of weeks, hopefully.
Finally this week, there's some breaking news today. The Leeds fixture, which was scheduled for Friday night, has been moved to Sunday. Does that help or hinder you? I mean, you're probably hinder you in weeks to come, but does that give you a bit more time this week to prepare for that? And, you know, what's the script there?
Positives and negatives to that. We've got a game this weekend which we want. We want to continue our momentum and our performances last week. But at the same time, it puts us under the pump for Wakefield on a Thursday. There was nowhere else we could have played this game apart from a weekend in August, which would have been sandwiched between two other fixtures. So it was just the lesser of two evils, really. We made a decision. We want to keep the players playing. Obviously, we've got a couple of players involved in this game on Friday, but we're hopeful that we can get a strong team out this weekend. We would love to play it on Friday, but we can't do that. Sunday was the next available date. It does, so it's a short turnaround to Wakefield and then Hull on the Monday. We've got three games in 8 days.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. How excited are the players for this match against Leeds? It's a big game against Leeds. Now, when you've had a big win like that against Huddersfield, players just want to play, don't they, and build on that. So is the spirit in the camp been really excited and looking forward to it this week?
Well, I got that impression. Everyone was bouncing in. On Monday, we had a really good review. We've had some harsh moments this year, and we've called people out at certain times, but we still called them out, but it was more of a positive messages that we were sending out this week. But as I said earlier, we don't want to get carried away. It was one game. It was a great effort from us, but we still got to get on top of our discipline, and we've still got to make sure that we back it up, really.
Well, thanks again very much for speaking to us, Richard. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck this week against Leeds.
Yeah. Thanks very much for your support. Cheers.